Chapter 4.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 2. Lift the heads of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' houses. 3. From a son of 30 years and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter upon the service, to do work in the tent of meeting. 4. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of the congregation, the set apart of hollies. 5. Aaron and his sons shall come in, when the camp pulls out, and shall take down the veil of the hanging, and shall cover the ark of the testimony with it. 6. And he shall put a covering of dugong skins on it, and shall spread a garment entirely of blue on top, and shall put in its staves. 7. And they shall spread a blue cloth on the table of the showbread, and shall put its dishes and the spoons, the bowls, the cups of the drink offering and the continual bread on it. 8. And they shall spread a cloth of scarlet over them, and shall cover it with a covering of dugong skin, and shall put in its staves. 9. And he shall take a blue cloth and shall cover the menorah of the lamp, and its lights, its tongs, its firepans and all its oil vessels with which they minister to it. 10. And they shall put it and all its vessels into a covering of dugong skin, and shall put it on the bar. 11. And they shall spread a blue cloth on the golden altar, and shall cover it with a covering of dugong skin, and shall put in its staves. 12. And they shall take all the vessels of ministry with which they minister in the sanctuary, and shall put them into a blue cloth, and shall cover them with a covering of dugong skin, and shall put them on the bar. 13. And they shall remove the ashes of the altar, and shall spread over it a purple cloth. 14. And shall put on it all its vessels with which they minister around it, the firepans, the hooks, the shovels and the bowls, all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread a covering of dugong skin on it, and shall put in its staves. 15. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary, and all the sanctuary vessels as the camp pulls up stakes, then afterward the sons of Kohath shall come to bear, and they shall not touch the set apart thing, that they may not die. These are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting. 16. And the oversight of Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest shall be the oil of the lamp, and the sweet incense, and the continual food offering, and the anointing oil. He shall oversee all the tabernacle, and all that is in it, in the sanctuary, and its furniture.
17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 18. Do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites. 19. But do this to them, and they shall live and not die as they draw near the set apart of set apart. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and shall appoint them each man to his service, and to his burden. 20. And they shall not go in to see when the set-apart thing is covered, that they may not die. 21. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 22. Lift the heads of the sons of Gershon also, by their father's house, by their families. 23. From a son of 30 years and upward, you shall number them, until a son of 50 years, all that enter to wait on the service, to serve in the tabernacle of the congregation. 24. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites in serving and in bearing burdens. 25. They shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, its covering, and the covering of dugong skins that is on its top, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 26. And the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court by the tabernacle and by the altar all around, and their cords, and all the vessels of their service, and whatever there may be to do with them, in this they shall serve. 27. At the mouth of Aaron, and of his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, and all their burden, and all their service. And you shall lay a charge on them concerning the duty of all their burden. 28. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge is under the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. 29, you shall number the sons of Merari by their families, by their father's house, 30, from a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years you shall number them, everyone who is going into the service, to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. 31, and this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle, and its bars and its pillars and its sockets, 32, the pillars of the court all around and their sockets, their pins and their cords, of all their vessels and of all their service. And you shall number the vessels of the charge of their burden by name. 33, this is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, for all their service, in the tabernacle of the congregation, by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. 34, and Moses and Aaron and the ruler of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families, and by their father's house, 35, from a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, everyone who is going into the service, for work in the tabernacle of the congregation. 36, their numbered ones, by their families, were 2,750. 37, these were those numbered of the families of the Kohathites, everyone who is serving in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses and Aaron numbered by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses. 38, and those numbered of the sons of Gershon, by their families, and by their father's house, 39, from a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, and everyone who is going into the service, for work in the tabernacle of the congregation.
40. Even those numbered of them, by their families, by their father's house were 2,630. 41. These were those numbered of the families of Gershon, everyone who is serving in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the mouth of Yahweh. 42. And those numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families, by their father's house. 43. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, everyone who is going into the service, for work in the tabernacle of the congregation. 44. Even their numbered ones by their families were 3,200. 45. These were those numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered by the mouth of Yahuwah, by Moses' hand. 46. All those numbered, whom Moses and Aaron and the rulers of Israel numbered, of the Levites, by their families, and by their father's house. 47. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, everyone who is going in to do the work of the service, even the service of burden in the tabernacle of the congregation. 48. Even their numbered ones were 8,580. 49. He numbered them by the mouth of Yahuwah, by the hand of Moses, each man according to his service, and according to his burden, even they were numbered by him, as Yahuwah commanded Moses.
Chapter 5.
1. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Command the sons of Israel, and they shall send every leper out of the camp, and every one with an issue, and every one defiled by a dead body. 3. You shall send out from male and female. You shall send them to the outside of the camp, and they shall not defile their camps in the midst of which I dwell. 4. And the sons of Israel did so, and put them outside the camp, as Yahuwah spoke to Moses, so the sons of Israel did. 5. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, 6. Speak to the sons of Israel, man or woman, when they commit any of the sins of man, by committing a trespass against Yahuwah, and that person is guilty. 7. Then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall make restitution for his guilt in full, and add its fifth to it, and shall give it to him against whom he has been guilty. 8. And if a man has no kinsman to whom the guilt may be restored, the guilt which is restored shall belong to Yahuwah, our priests, besides the ram of the atonement by which he makes atonement for him. 9. and every heave offering of all the set apart things of the sons of Israel which they bring to the priest shall be his.
10. And any man's dedicated things shall become his, that which any man gives to the priest becomes his. 11. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 12. Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, when any man's wife goes astray, and has committed a trespass against him, 13. And a man lies with her with semen, and it has been hidden from her husband's eyes, and is kept hidden, and she is defiled, and there is no other witness against her, and she has not been cut, 14, and a spirit of jealousy has passed over him, and he has become jealous of his wife, and she has been defiled. Or, a spirit of jealousy has passed over him, and he has become jealous of his wife, and she has not become defiled, 15, then the man shall bring his wife into the priest, and he shall bring in her offering for her, a tenth of an ephah of barley meal. He shall not pour oil on it, nor shall he put frankincense on it, for it is a food offering of jealousy, a food offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. 16. And the priest shall bring her near, and shall cause her to stand before Yahweh. 17. And the priest shall take set apart water in an earthen vessel. And the priest shall take of the dust which is on the tabernacle floor, and shall put it into the water. 18. And the priest shall cause the woman to stand before Yahweh, and shall make bare the woman's head, and shall give into her hand the food offering of memorial. It is a food offering of jealousy, and in the priest's hand shall be the bitter waters which cause the curse. 19. And the priest shall cause her to swear, and shall say to the woman, if no man has lain with you, and if you have not turned aside to impurity under your husband, be free from these bitter waters which cause the curse. 20. And you, if you have turned aside under your husband, and if you have been defiled, and any man besides your husband has given his semen to you, 21, then the priest shall cause the woman to swear with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say to the woman, Yahweh shall make you a curse and an oath among your people, when Yahweh makes your thigh to fall away, and your belly to swell. 22, and these waters which cause the curse shall go into your bowels to cause the belly to swell, and the thigh to fall. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. 23. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and shall blot them with the bitter waters. 24. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter waters which cause the curse. And the waters which cause the curse shall enter into her for bitter things. 25. And the priest shall take the food offering of jealousy out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the food offering before Yahweh, and shall bring it near to the altar. 26. And the priest shall take a handful of the food offering, its memorial, and shall burn it as incense on the altar. And afterward he shall cause the woman to drink the water. 27. And when he shall cause her to drink the water, then it shall be, if she has been defiled and has committed a trespass against her husband, the waters which cause the curse shall go into her for bitter things, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall fall away, and the woman shall become a curse in the midst of her people. 28. And if the woman has not been defiled, and is pure, then she shall be clean and shall conceive seed. 29. This is the law of jealousies when a wife turns aside under her husband, and has been defiled. 30. Or when a spirit of jealousy passes over a man, and he has become jealous of his wife, then he shall cause the woman to stand before Yahweh, and the priest shall do to her all this law. 31. And the man shall be clean from sin, and the woman shall bear her iniquity.